Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight is the night we just say thank you, God, for everything He's done for us. And one thing I want to just give God the glory and the praise and love Him and to move forward. And I know that I just want a few words. I'm going to be on there and just have a few words. But as I begin to read the Bible, and I go take these words from the book of John, and John began to speak to us and pointed out some things that are very dire to us. And the more I go back into the book of John, it's only a 6th chapter and 43. I want to talk about that for a few minutes before I get out there. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will be raised, and I will raise up on the last day. It is written in the prophecy. It is written in the prophecy." Here's what God is saying to us. God is saying this to us. He says here, "It is written, but in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father, cometh to me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which was in is of God. He has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness, and are dead. Now this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, which no man can eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats my bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I give is of my flesh, which I shall receive for the life of the world." So I read what God is saying here. God has some commandments. He has some commands that He's speaking to us. When I take notice of what God is, he explains to us the benefit of the bread of life and how we can receive it. When I look at what God is saying and how God began to speak to me, God said in the Old Testament, it was saying in Isaiah, "This our men were drawn by God." So when I look at John 17:42, it showed me something, how men were drawn to God. He that had the scripture that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, and David was. So here's what God is saying. Hello. See, it's so important that we know. And I think this is a great teaching. If not for me, somebody else. But I want to just share a few things with you about this bread. When we see this bread, we got living bread, we got bread, we got cornbread, we got light bread, we got wheat bread. On the earth, we got all kind of bread. But what God's Son, Jesus, is talking to us about, no man. Now, I'm going to take the scripture. No man come to me except the Father draws him. Except the Father, which has sent me, draws him. And I will raise him up on the third day. Now, when you see what God is saying here in that scripture, He says on the last day, here's a full understanding of the mind and full and a true fully in this, the sense of the place. So I read John 8 and 33. When I read John 8 and 33, it takes me to a deeper walk with God. And the importance of it is we have to understand John 8 and 33. I believe that's John 8 and 33. Let me see. I see it here. 8 and 38. John 8 and 38. John 8 and 38 says these words, "I speak that which I have seen with my Father. And you, my God, do that which you have seen your Father. In other words, he's giving us a paradox to look at it. You can see what your Father on earth is doing. I know what my Father is doing in heaven. But greater is he that's in me. Verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God, and they all shall be taught the Old Testament. When I read Jeremiah 31:34, go with me, Jeremiah 31:34. When I read that book and see some what God is saying, Jeremiah 31:34, see, you have to put the scripture with the scripture and make sure it comes alive and put us in. Jeremiah 31:34. Oh, God, you're so good. Jeremiah 31:34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for he shall all be known of me, from the least to the greatest of them, saith the Lord. I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sins no more. So here's the full picture. When we got the full picture of what God is doing, he loves us so. He wants us to be a part of what he's doing in our life. And so I will say this to everybody listening to me right now. Jesus, murmur not among yourselves. Can we talk? Hello there. How you doing out there? Can we talk? Hello? Winnie Ray. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Right. Hello, Dr. Hunter.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, hey. And yourself?
Hey, how you doing, Bridget?
I'm good. What about yourself?
I'm not going to complain. I'm just saying, yeah, I'm bringing a few scriptures from the Word of God. I'm going to do 1 hour. And I was talking about what Jesus did in the 6th chapter of John. So if you get the word to 6 what? And 43. John 6 and 43.
6 and 43?
Yes, ma'am. I believe that's it. Yeah. I'm going to get up in 30 minutes. We'll be off in 30 minutes. You got it?
Uh-huh.
Read the first verse.
John 6 and 43?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm coming. New Living Translation.
Okay, good. I got the King James Version.
But Jesus replied, stop complaining about what I said. For no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And at the last day, I will raise them up. As it is written in the scriptures, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has ever seen the Father, only I, who was sent from God, have seen him. 47.
Yes.
I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this bread, which I will offer so the world may live, is my flesh.
Now, the whole thing in the complex, in all 9 verses, God has a tantrum he's trying to show us as believers. You with them, and it says Jesus answered to them, He says, many people complain all the time about something. Are we talking, was he talking about the Gentiles or the Jews? The question I ask, was he talking about the Jews or the Gentiles? He was talking in the script here. Can we talk? Huh? Hello?
And he was talking about, about the people.
Was he talking to the Jews or the Gentiles?
I'm going to have to say he was talking to the people that were there.
And they were all Jews. Because when Jesus, if you go to verse 42, it kind of puts a footnote in. It puts a footnote in what he's talking about. In verse 52, the Jews, more than one, therefore strove among them, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? It's a question. They were puzzled. The Jews had the domination of what God was about. And God said to them, he further explained to them, he said, listen, I say unto you, yep.
Yeah.
You got to. You must accept, eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. Now he put something else in there. Hello?
Hello?
I hear a lot of noise in the background.
I don't have it on my end.
Okay. And so here's what it said. When Jesus talked to the disciples, he's talking to the disciples. But these other people were Jews, and the Gentiles were far, but they was around. But he was talking to them. Because he said, okay, now, I'm born of a Jew, I'm circumcised of a Jew, I am a Jew. But I'm trying to tell you what God has sent me to do for the whole world. Now, if everybody's going to eat my flesh, we got to, he's telling the Jewish people, you got to go out and teach them. See, the Jews were the poor that come out and teach us. And that's why they run into trouble. They were supposed to teach us about God's word. But they got stubborn and stuck up. Can we talk?
Yeah. They did. And so I think about so much of the training that a lot of us may have had coming up and coming along. Sometimes mm-hmm. we get things ingrained into our minds, and mm-hmm. it's hard for us to see beyond what we've been taught early on, not realizing that, of course, when you read the word for yourself, God will reveal himself through his word. But you're absolutely right. They were, you know, they didn't have what we have today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have all, you know, the Bible like we have it today. So they were coming from, it was hard for them to believe. Their unbelief was great. They refused to believe that he was God's divine son. And so,
But may I say this? Here's what God was saying and what I'm saying, I believe. When Jesus come on the scene, the Jews knew about him because they had a covenant through Abraham. And in knowing the covenant, you got to look at, the Gentile didn't come into the Bible until when Paul began to write to the church. When he, in the 10th chapter of Acts, he said he had to leave his nation because things beat upon him and put him down and talked about him. He's thinking somebody. But when you take, he was a master of knowing the Old Testament. He was a Pharisee, born of the tribe of Bethlehem. And he was there, Benjamin. He knew the word. He knew the word. But when he began to preach, that's why I say some people, I hope and pray they understand what I'm saying. You got to see what God said. Because what God says through his body that he embodied was through all the Old Testament, 39 chapters, was all about God's providence. It's all about the Jews. Every now and then, you find Ruth, who was a Moabite, she came in after 10 generations. The Jews had a law. And so the more you look into it, just can't take the word flat on what it says. You got to know what you're talking about, Willie Hunter.
Right. You got to know the history. It's good to know the history.
And when I tell folks, when you know the history of something, you can operate it better. That's how I see it right now. And I was looking for that word I was studying a few minutes ago. Jeremiah 31:37, it says, thus said the Lord, if heaven can be measured and the foundation of the earth search the depths, I will cast off all the seeds of Israel for all that have done, said the Lord. And so it's so important. We got to know who Israel is. I ask the question of many people, who is Israel? Who is Israel? Who is Jerusalem? Who is Jerusalem? Can we talk? Hello?
You say Jeremiah what now?
I said Jeremiah 31 and 32. Okay, I'm going to take it back to Jeremiah 31 and 36. 36, you got it?
Okay.
Okay, read it if you got it.
I have it. I am as likely to reject my people, Israel, as I am to abolish the laws of nature. This is what the Lord says. This is 31:36.
All right.
37, this is what the Lord says. Just as the heavens cannot be measured and the foundations of the earth cannot be explored, so I will not consider casting them away for the evil they have done. I, the Lord, have spoken. The day is coming, says it.
The day is coming. Yeah, go down the
day is coming, says the Lord, when all Jerusalem will be rebuilt for me, from the tower of Hanel to the corner gate. A measuring line will be stretched out over the hill of Gerizim and across the Goat. And the entire area, including the graveyard and ash dump in the valley, and all the fields out to the Kidron Valley on the east as far as the Horse Gate, will be holy to the Lord. The city will never again be captured or destroyed.
So, can we talk? What God tells you and I as students of His Word, He said, I put this place here. This is Jerusalem is my place. I put my stamp on it. I don't need somebody coming on with someone else. We're going to move it to Jerusalem. God has put His stamp on there. What you just read, and I just read. The whole word of Kidron. When you go back into the Old Testament and find the word Kidron, you see what God has established in the early parts of it. And God has so made it so possible that He wanted to do what He was doing. Now, one thing I began to, that I look at what God is saying. God put His word. Now, go to Jeremiah 33 and read verse 1.
Jeremiah 33.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 1.
While Jeremiah was still confined in the courtyard of the guard, the Lord gave him this second message. This is what the Lord said. The Lord who made the earth, who formed and established it, whose name is the Lord, asked me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. You have torn down the houses of the city and even the king's palace to get materials to strengthen the walls against the siege ramps and swords of the enemy. You expect to fight the Babylonians, but the men of this city are already as good as dead, for I have determined to destroy them in my terrible anger. I have abandoned them because of all their wickedness.
Is that something?
Yes. Yes. makes me think.
See, when God, God was a justifiable God. But he was saying, he said, now listen, Israel, now you done made some mistakes. I got to chastise you too. And I told them, well, all Jews are saved. No, they're not. They're going to die just like we are because they know the law. They know the Torah. They know the five books of Moses. They know what God can do. The priests know what they can do. They know the qualification. That's why they were supposed to teach us. And they would, they're still afraid to teach us. And that's why God said, he said, that was wickedness. They got jealous. I want to, you go, and that's why Paul told the people at Romans, he said, wait a minute. But should God forbid his seed? I don't think so. I'm a seed. He ain't going to be. He's not going to abandon me. But it's up to us. Who Gentile, we come in, we walk this thing in by faith. That's a distinct difference. They have a covenant with God. We walk this thing by faith. Faith and covenant, covenant and faith. Faith and covenant. There's a meaning, but a distinct meaning. When God speaks to us, by the Spirit. That's why Jesus said in the reading in John, he said, no man come to the Father except he come by me. No man. If God don't draw you, you ain't coming in. And I tell people, we pray that people come in, we pray that God will draw them in. Can we talk?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I want? Yes, indeed. I'm gonna go ahead and I know that we had a good time for these few minutes, but I want to have a few minutes with you on the radio and let you see so you can see and so you can understand and see. So I'm not gonna hold you. May God bless you and keep you, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk later.
Okay.